So we mentioned earlier, Divrei Chaloimus Loimayim V'Loim Meridim, right? What happened? There was a person who had a dream. He knew his father left him Yerusha. He didn't know where the Yerusha was. And all of a sudden he has a dream, and the Bala Chaloim came to him. And he told him, you want to know where it is? This thing, it's a B'mok employee, and this is how much money. But he says, right, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is, Shamay Sashenye. Anyways, the guy found it, and it was exactly what the Bachaloim told him, and he was so excited, and he goes running over to the Bezin, and they told, oh, Divrei, don't worry, you can keep it. Because Divrei Chaloim is Loim Ma'inav Loim Merin. But the Gemara mentions over here the Bala Chaloim. Right, we have a rabbi called the Angel of Dreams. The Bala Chaloim. Who is the Bala Chaloim? Who is the Bala Chaloim? The Sire of the Chaloimus. So it's a Zoya. The Zoya says as follows. It's in Parshas Vayetze, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Tochazi, Chelmo Iu Al Yedei De Gavriel. All dreams come from Gavriel. The Iu Lesata, Bidarga Shtisa Minavua. And it's six Madrigas lower than Nevua. Mara Al Yoda Dahu Darga Dahi Chay De Shalta Balayla. It's a Shaykh is to Gavriel based on some Kabbalah. But the point is that you want to know who the Bal HaChaloim is, you should know it's the Malach Gavriel. He is the Bal HaChaloim. The flaw in Parashas Vayeshev, he says something very beautiful. He says, we know that when Yosef HaTzadik comes to the brothers, right, when he's looking for them, and then he finds them in Shechem, and what did the brothers say? Vayomer Isha Lachiv, Hinei Bal HaChaloim Is Halozeh Bo. And everyone mutches, what's this Lashon Bal HaChaloim Is Halozeh? Right, the word Halozeh seems to be extra. Hinei Bal HaChaloim Is Bo. What was that? So he says half of a fellow. He says because the Gemara talks about the Malach that's Mamun Allah Chaloim, and he is the Balach Chaloim. Yosef HaTzadik was coming. He was fakoifing dreams, and the brothers weren't believing anything that he was saying. So the brothers were tiny that Yosef is coming, and he's saying that he has dreams, and who's giving him all these dreams? It's coming from the Balach Chaloim, but really it's not emes. It's not true. So where is yet the Balach Chaloim? Where's the Balach Chaloim? So they said Hinei Balach Chaloim is Halozeba. Lafuke, it's not coming from the real Balach Chaloim, who we know from the Zohar Kodesh is the Malach Gavriel. But Hinei Balach Chaloim is Halazeh Bok. Here's the Balach Chaloim. This is who it's coming from. So I just had one hergish. And that is, you know, we know right in the beginning of the story of the Mechiras Yosef. So Yosef HaTzadik is Fablonjit. Vayimtzo'eyuish. And all of a sudden somebody finds him. Vihine Toyeb HaSodeh. Right? A man sees Yosef HaTzadik. He's a young boy and he's lost. Vayisholeu ho'ish lemer matavakish. He says, tell me, what are you? Vayomer, he said, it's achi anoichi mevakish. Agida noli efeim royim. You have any idea what my brothers are? Vayomer, ish nosu mizeh. He says, ishamati oimim melchadois. Vayelach Yosef achar echov. Vayimtzoim bedois. So Yosef HaTzadik is fablonjit. He's trying to find his way. And all of a sudden, somebody sees him. Vayisholeu ho'ish lemer matavakish. It's achi anoichi mevakish. And as they say, the rest is history. Who was this ish? So Rashi says it was a malach. Which malach? It was the Malach Gavriel. That the Malach Gavriel saw Yosef HaTzadik, and the Malach Gavriel tells Yosef HaTzadik, this is the direction that you should go in. You know, it's interesting if you think about it. The Malach Gavriel appears a few times in the story of Yosef HaTzadik. The Gemara says that when Potiphar tried chepening with Yosef, so it says that he became a saris. It's a gemara mesechtes soita daf yud gimel amid beis. Who made him a saris? Bo Gavriel the sirsoi. The gemara says it was the Malach Gavriel that came, and he was the one that made him into a saris. The gemara says in mesechtes Shabbos daf in mesechtes soita daf lamid vav that Yosef HaTzadik, in order for him to become the Mishlam Melech, he had to know all the lashonis. I promise he didn't know all the lashonis. Bo Gavriel v'limdoi shivim lashon. Gavriel came and he taught him the 70 lashonis. I saw brought down, this is b'shem Sifrei Kabbalah. Quote, Kishero achi Yosef orchis nishma'elim. So when the brothers of Yosef saw the Archas Yishma'elim coming, they took him out of the bar and he wasn't wearing any clothing. And this is the way they sold him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Hozeh, Yamid Orim Lefnei HaBriyah. It's right, we know Yosef's mid of Tzadik is mid of Sayasoy. But Tzadik Hozeh, Yamid Orim Lefnei HaBriyah. Amru, so they said, Kameya Echad, Hayotoli B'Tzavare. There was a Kameya that he had on his Tzavar. Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gavriel. V'hoitzi me'oisna kemeyo beged v'lofshoi. And he gave him a little bit of clothing. Throughout the story of Yosef HaTzadik, Gavriel keeps on popping up. And Gavriel comes to save the day. He comes to save Yosef HaTzadik. Oh, but the emes is, it's so much deeper than that. Because the whole story of Yosef HaTzadik, the whole Yeshua of Yosef HaTzadik, Mitchil HaTzadik came from dreams. And Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef is dreaming. And in Parshas Miketz, Paro is dreaming. And the Sarach, the Saroifim, the Sarach Mashkim, it all came through dreams. And who's the Sarach Haloim? It's Gavriel. So Gavriel is the one from the beginning. It doesn't start by Yim Tzoeyu Ish V'hinei Toyo Basada. Gavriel came in the beginning of the parasha when Yosef HaTzadik has these dreams. Who gave him the dreams? It came from the Baal HaChalayim. Who's the Baal HaChalayim? It's the Malach Gavriel. And then when he's Fablonjit, he sends him over there. And when he's standing Aram, he's the one who gives him clothing. And when Paitifa's chapping with him, he makes Paitifa into a Saras. And when he has to be Oyel Gdula, he teaches him all the Lashonis. And my heritage just was. The heritage was that Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into such a terrible Nesayim. No one ever had a Nesayim like Yosef HaTzadik. Sheker Achei Vehevel HaYofi Isha Yiris Hashem Yitzal Zu Yosef. And Yosef's Nesayim that he had was such a great Nesayim, both from a physical perspective and from a spiritual perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Yosef HaTzadik into an incredible matzav of Nesayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an angel. He gave him a malach. And this malach was Malava Yosef HaTzadik. He was with him on every side. You know, we say Mimini Michael u'mismoili Gavriel. I once heard, what's mismoili Gavriel? It's because the left side of a person is his weak side. It's the blind side, right? And who's protecting your blind side? It's the Malach Gavriel. Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into a matzev where he needed somebody to protect him. And that protector was Gavriel. Mitchila Vatsoif, the Sarach Haloim, Tavayim Tse'e Yewish. The Eivishter puts people into Matzavim of Nisyonis, but he always gives them. Ki Malach of Yitzavalach, the Shmarcha Bechol Derechecha. And sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. Abba Sado Eivigam Malach, the Malach of Yosef HaTzadik, who is the Avi Avois Bal HaNisoyen, was the Malach Gavriel. A little bit of the rest of the story, maybe, of Gavriel's role in the story of Yosef HaTzadik.